characters would always come up with this thing. It's true he was different. It's true he wasn't quite just ordinary like the others. He was different. And he had a beautiful voice. We would stop doing what we were doing, like boiling an egg or cooking or making breakfast or whatever. We would stop doing what we were doing to listen to him singing the Monajat, the Persian singing. That's true. But then they come back. They say, but still, that's not enough to give himself airs as if he's a Zoroaster or something. Now, they had seen him as if doing what normally the other boys did, like flying kites, as I said, playing marbles, going to school, playing cricket in the alley. But so had my uncle, so had Baba's relatives, his uncles and aunts, all of them who were old or much older. So they had seen him, seen this child, Merwan, playing kites, playing marbles, but they all accepted him. In this advent, that is the most heartwarming, at least for me, this aspect that the whole family accepted him as God. I remember my maternal uncle, my mother's brother. I have two pictures of him with me. One is where he's got big mustache, pointed at the ends, looking very military, like a colonel or something, and all these medals on his chest and shoulders. And the other, he's older, he's sitting beside Baba. You know, the picture of Baba has the white shawl with the caption, I am mother and father in one. That picture was taken when my uncle was seated beside Baba, holding his hand. And the love even in the uncle's face and Baba's expression, this is it. So now this uncle was a very worldly person. And then, I mean, he was in the arts. He was a co-director in one of the best film, studios in India. And this was in Bombay, Imperial Company. All the films from there were always good, always box office. And my uncle was one of the directors of that. He also was a partner in the Calcutta theaters, which was a very well-known, very top, and a traveling command. They played a number of times in Pune, and as a child I've been there too. And yet his love for Baba, his acceptance for Baba, so was his wife's. But this is shortly before he died. He said, Piruja, his wife's name was also Piruja, remember, Merwan is God. And his wife said, I know Rustam, I know. His name was Rustam. And then my father's brother, my paternal uncle, I'm just giving you a couple of examples. He was a tiny man. You should ask Padre about him. Padre really gets eloquent about my kaka, Khodadad his name was. And a little man with a beard and small eyes and jolly. But he had his family in Iran. But he would visit India every 6 months and be here quite some time just to be with Merwan, with Baba. And he never would sit in a carriage where his feet would take him. For instance, I mean, reasonable distances. He would come to Ahmadnagar station. Baba would send a tonga, a little horse carriage, ikka, the milk tonga, which was driven by Sidhuji. Baba would send it to the station to bring uncle, but he would not sit in the carriage. But to honor Baba, he would put his bundle. His whole possessions were in the bundle, and most of it was pistachio for Baba, as he said. He would put that bundle in the little tonga and walk beside it at night. And my mother would tease him, you know, taunt him. Say, Khodada, because he was a bit tight-fisted, you know, very economical. And my mother would say, but Khodada, you have no money for this, you have no money for that. Every time I suggest something or for yourself or anything, you say, you have no money. How come you have money all the time to come from Iran, huh? All the time, back and forth, you have money for that. Ah, but Shirin, I have to come see Merog. He was was also very fond of me. He'd bring one bundle of pistachio for me. And so this would go. I also remember the heartwarming human things, like when my father knew his brother was coming, he would make this vodka. Rana says it's the nearest to Bevra. Bevra is the good liquor that we used to have. It was common man. That, if you put spices and things in it, you know, aniseed and cloves and this and that, and it matures, it becomes very tasty, very, very different. Many Iranis would come and have my father do it for them, because it's not easy. If you don't do it right, it gets spoiled. So my father would do it for them. So I would see my father bring out the wooden cask from under the dining table and, you know, mix it again and keep it for father, for his brother. Now, his brother was older than my father, but he had good vision. And even when he was first time in the house, in the middle of the night, he could find his way to the bathroom. And my mother would call him Gorba, which means a cat. She would tell my father, your brother's a Gorba. He can see in the dark. He's much older than you.